We continue our study of the Good News in 7 Ones with Lesson 12 entitled, The One Hope. Will all who hope for heaven receive it? What about the expectations and the hope of the wicked man and the unjust man? Proverbs 11 verse 7 says, when a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The hope of unjust men shall perish. How does it feel when you do not get what you expect to get? How does it feel when you do get what you expect to get? Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Hope deferred makes for a sick soul, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. Will all who believe in Jesus and believe that they will enter into the kingdom of heaven really get to enter into heaven? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Not everyone who saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter. Is there a hope that will not be deferred? Is there a hope that is sure? In Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, we read, thus God determining to show more abundant to the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. Romans chapter 15 verse 4 says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6 says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. The one hope is not a hope that will be a deferred hope, but it is an anchor that is sure and steadfast. It is a tree of life.